All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those it's better to be safe than sorry sort of things, right? So,
okay, cautionary tale.
Yeah, if you will. If you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking a house cat for a mountain lion, then you're doing okay.
Oh, they're different.
They are different. And the only reason, like, we're because, look, hey, a mountain lion could be certainly dangerous, right? And it is better to be safe than sorry. But they are two drastically different things. There was a picture of a reported mountain lion there in Pennsylvania that was getting a lot of popularity. And so this biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission kind of explained why it got blown to the proportion it did.
It turns out that they're actually house cats. The problem with a photo is if we don't have anything in that photo that's readily available or it really sticks out to us as, oh, well, this is this big because here's a soccer ball or here's something that's really known, it's easy to not really understand how big the animal is.
So he's saying proportionally it was tough to tell whether or not that little house cat was a mountain lion just because it didn't have any sort of like contextual ball or a rock or a tree next to the picture, right?
Yeah, it was hard to kind of gauge the perspective.
Yeah. So again,
Look big, though.
When the residents found out that the mountain lion was just a mountain kitty, then everybody breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, not so big cat.
Yep.
Like, sorry, that's just someone's fat cat.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.